Tomorrow's NRL match between the Manly Sea Eagles and the Sydney Roosters is set to go ahead despite seven Sea Eagles players sitting it out. The club's coach Des Hasler and captain Dally Cherry-Evans yesterday made a full-throated apology for assuming the players would play wearing a jersey showing the pride flag, the rainbow colours. That apology was echoed by Rugby League Commission boss Peter Vlandis.
Manly could have handled it better, no doubt about that. They should have been a lot more collaborative with the players. They should have respected the players. They shouldn't have just sprung it upon them. So, look, I can understand the players' position. I really can. And they've got those religious and cultural beliefs, and I respect that. And so Manly, and they admit themselves they could have handled it better.
Professor Catherine Lumby was a pro bono advisor to the NRL on gender issues for more than a decade, and she joins us on Breakfast. Catherine Lumby, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia.
You work with the NRL for 15 years on gender issues as the code tried to change its culture around sexual assault and abuse and the way it handles those issues. This is about diversity and inclusion of LGBTIQ plus people. What went wrong here?
Well, I think one of the issues here is that you can't, it's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it, saying I'm going to force you to show respect and to show inclusivity. It's always got to take, that shift has to come out of a conversation. Now, so I think that the idea of just springing it on the players and mandating it is not the way I would have handled it. But I know I think Des Hasler has been very clear about that and very impressive speech that he gave. But I think that, you know, what we see in Australian sport is it really is at the heart and centre of Australian culture for many people, and it is a kind of crucible for social change and political issues. It's a place where people work these things through, and we've certainly seen some really big strides made in rugby league and in other sports around gender equality, and I think that, you know, sport reflects what's going on in society, and there's now a much greater awareness, thank goodness, about the need to be inclusive when it comes to diverse gender and sexuality identities.
Coach Des Hasler, as you say, apologised for what he called the poor execution of the announcement of the jersey. Is this just poor execution by one team, or is it a sign of a wider cultural problem in the NRL?
I think it's not so much a problem in the NRL. I think that these are very live debates in society. You know, we saw it with Israel Folau a couple of years ago. I mean, inevitably, as society shifts to be far more inclusive of different gender identities and sexualities, there will be people who say, well, you know, in my view, my religion, you know, does not accept that. So, I mean, I think it's something that we have to talk about and work through. But, I mean, that said, there are many Christian people, and there are Christian people in my family who would not share the view that the Bible tells you that homosexuality is evil. So I think, you know, this is it's a tough one, but I think we get there by conversations, not by forcing people to the table.
Mm. Former Manly player Ian Roberts, who came out as gay decades ago, said the club had the best intentions in scheduling the match, but he was told about it a month ago. What do you think these players? Why do you think these players weren't told?
Gee, I don't know. I mean, that's a kind of club issue, really. I read Ian Roberts' fantastic piece in the Herald. It was very moving. You know, if anyone knows the position that people across the sexuality and gender spectrum find themselves in, particularly in a male-dominated sport, it's Ian Roberts. And, look, I guess the other thing to say is that it does really concern me that you've got right now a message being sent to young people, to young men and women who love the league and watch their game, who may be questioning their sexuality or gender identity, that, you know, some of their heroes are telling them that there's something deeply wrong with them. And that's why I think, in a way, what's very important, and I think Des Hasler made this point, is that the the game on the whole sends a message of support to those people, because we know there's a very high rate of suicide.
Look, I just want to play some of what Ian Roberts had to say on RN Drive last night.
You know, I would love, given the opportunity, to be able to sit around the table with those guys and just have a conversation with them, to have an open conversation and to try and explain what a pride round means, particularly for the LGBTIQA plus community, what it means to us individually.
So do you think those conversations will happen now, Catherine Lumby? How can the NRL make them happen, facilitate those conversations?
Facilitate them, yeah. And look, when I was working with the NRL and helping them design education programs based on the research we'd done, one of the things we did was we got ex-players who the guys respected, trained up to be able to help them work through a range of scenarios and dilemmas, ethical dilemmas. And Ian Roberts is the kind of person that those players are going to listen to, not someone who comes in and gives them a lecture. It's all about making those conversations happen, as Ian Roberts said.
Both sides are standing firm. The team and NRL management is clear in saying the players know what is expected of them in terms of inclusion, but it also respects their decision to refuse to wear the jersey and sit out of the match. Should that be the end of it? What do you make of the way it's been handled, that they just sit out and it still goes ahead without them? Another pathway forward?
Well, the pathway forward was prior to all of this blowing up. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, there weren't conversations. And I mean, look, I guess it's somewhat predictable. You do in Pacifica culture have some elements of the Christian Pacifica church expressing what some of us might think are fairly fundamentalist Christian views. The interesting thing actually that hasn't been talked about, but I know from working with the NRL, is that in Pacifica culture, historically, there's often been an acceptance of a third gender. Nigel Vangano, who was a fantastic player and someone who worked in education, and I worked with him, said to me, one of the things that surprised him when he came to Australia was all the kerfuffle over homosexuality or transgendered people, when in fact he said in his culture, and he's a chief in his village, it was very accepted. So there's a different kind of cultural lens there, I suppose, that hasn't come to the surface. But you've got that rubbing up against a fairly, perhaps fundamentalist Christian take on the world.
Mm. So how do organisations like the NRL balance these diametrically opposed views? And what would happen, for instance, and it still hasn't happened, which I find curious and always will find very curious, other than Ian Roberts, we don't see other out gay players. Mm. What kind of impact would this debate be having on any players who are not publicly out but know they're gay?
Well, that's what worries me. And I think it does say a lot about across Australian sport, male-dominated Australian sport, that there are some pretty, there can be some fairly conservative takes on what it means to be a man and what masculinity is. And I think that can be damaging to guys who aren't out and painful. And it, as I said, it can also influence how young fans who are watching the game feel about themselves and working out what their own sexuality is. So, I mean, that's why I think the NRL is taking this stand about, having a pride round, and I think it's fantastic. And I think they've got to stick to their guns, but not end the conversation there. Use it as an opportunity to open conversations up. And I think Ian Roberts' idea of sitting down with those guys is a fantastic one.
Well, I suppose it's up to them now. Ball's in their court. Catherine Lumby, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, always.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.